But the job you were in was actually sort of introducing things which were not sort of really within the kind of the tradition of hawkers, was it? I mean, you used the expression sort of management by rule of thumb.
Yes.
Which is certainly my impression. So yes. So a lot of these things will have sort of gone against the grain.
They did go against the grain, and they were not at all popular. In fact, the idea that you had to work out how many drawings you were going to have to do happened to know, because I'd already made sure that we knew how many drawings there were to design, that you had to draw to have a front fuselage. This, was, of course, is required because you make a complete list of all your drawings when your aeroplane's complete, but they never used it for anything. But I changed all that and made it a piece of data, if you like, and also how many man-hours it took us, because I had it all logged. So I could now tell you that if you want to design an aeroplane and a front fuselage, and the weight will be about so much, and it will be this type and look like that, and there were so many frames in it, more or less, because these aeroplanes are more or less the same. There was data there which you could use to get a very accurate feel for how much it's all going to cost. But you can imagine how traditionalists didn't want to know that, just want to get on with it. And so we were breaking new ground, that's quite true, introducing all these management techniques. But without that, of course, you can't get a contract anymore.
Well, I was going to say, because presumably by then you would have to provide this data,
yes,
for government. So
yeah.
So they would have been demanding, yeah, that sort of level of detail.
They would.
And so you were forced down that road, really.
Yes, exactly. They were virtually forced down the road. And they were to find somebody who was prepared to do this useless job, more or less.
You used the word traditional, and you said that a lot of these things had, a lot of these new fangled practices
really, yeah,
went against the grain. Mm. Do you think that Hawkers was a company that was too traditional for its own good, or do you think they got the balance right?
Well, nobody's ever asked me that question before, and I frankly have never really thought about it, but I suppose, well, yes, that is true. It was a real struggle to get people to accept the fact that there was a need to move into a different era. Why? We've been very successful in the past, and we just do it as quick as we can. We don't need to have all this, what the hell cares how much it costs, sort of thing. I don't know whether that's really this, what was going on, but yes, the answer is, I found it was very difficult to bring what they thought you might call traditional management into a company which had been successful in the old days. And a lot of companies are like that.
Because, I mean, it had been very successful.
Yeah.
A lot of the staff were, you know,
Long-serving,
been with the company for years and years and years. And my impression is that it was still a company where loyalty to the company,
yeah,
was seen as a plus.
Yeah.
But arguably the company, you know, the world was changing. 1970s, it was beginning to change. I mean, globalisation.
Yes, that's quite right.
I mean, and arguably the company didn't move as quickly, perhaps, as it needed.
Well, it may not have done. I don't really know the answer to that question. But we were taking on at the time some very capable young men, who subsequently have taken leading jobs in what is now, of course, British BAE Systems. And if you look at the chiefs and you recognise the names of the fellows. But in principle, it was a bit slow, that's quite true. And it was an uphill struggle. And Sydney wouldn't have worn it at any price.
Of course, you know. Of course, he absolutely hated these things, didn't he?
Pert, oh, yes.
Pert and mainframe computers. I mean, that was the spawn of the devil,
yeah,
to him, wasn't it?
I remember him saying to me on one occasion, because we never had a wind tunnel, and well, that's where there was testing done on aeroplanes at Farnborough. And he said to me one day, I don't need a wind tunnel. I can see the air going over the wing. Well, he might have been a genius, but I don't think he quite reached those heights. You wouldn't believe it. He said, I can see the air.